It is now 7:08, and we're going to start off our morning here today, not with music. Well, it might be music to somebody's ears. As our director of athletics at Stevens Point Area Senior High, Dave Hauser, joins us. Morning, Dave.
Morning, everybody. How are we doing? Scott, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, thank you. 5 points last night for Sam.
Yeah, and a tough one to watch at the end again.
Oh, yeah.
They're on a long road trip, so I think he's sometimes, you know, you play, get on a plane, arrive at a city at 3 in the morning. That's what the big boys do, so sometimes they got to adjust a little better. But just fun watching them play, really selfishly, just watch them play, and then hopefully they win, right?
Yeah, well, for sure. I'm sure everybody listening knows, but Dave's and Stephanie's son, Sam, playing for the Boston Celtics and having an incredibly good year. I mean, I don't know that you or even he expected to be in this position right now. Started off with a two-way contract and now playing with the big team.
Now paying his phone bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, even better, right? Yeah.
There you go.
It's been an awesome ride.
Is that maybe one of the last things that gets taken away? I mean,
Here's a real quick story. I don't mean to interrupt our time, but last year after the All-Star game, Jason Tatum had given the whole team a new cell phone, fancy one, as part of a gift for helping him get to the All-Star game, and that's when Sam decided he could pay his own phone bill.
Wow, nice of him. He's stepping up now.
It's big time.
It must be out of the house.
We got stuff here yet. Yeah. So, you know, it's been a great ride, and appreciate every day of it.
Yeah, for sure. Might as well, and I think our community is enjoying watching him play. Dave's in here primarily today, not to just have some fun, but to talk about the upcoming Stevens Point Area Senior High Athletic Hall of Fame extravaganza, as I like to put it, coming up on April 15th out at Century World, and a massive class going to be inducted here in the spring. We've talked about some of these people, but there are some groups, some older groups, if you will, that we have very little contact with. It's about time they get put into the Hall of Fame, Dave, but that's what we want to kind of touch on this morning. The older teams, I guess I rank right in there with the olders. the 1949 wrestling state champs, 49 football state champs, 51 football state champs, and the 55 boys track state champions, all headed into the Hall of Fame, along with some individuals.
Well, it's been great, first of all. I think when I was here last time, we talked about some individuals, but just trying to find information on some of these older teams has really been a struggle and a passion. Pete Clark has done a lot of that research for us, amongst the other staff members. I think Pat Leahy was in here yesterday talking a little bit, Samantha Polito being here, Tom Droner, and obviously yourself helping us out. So the 1949 football team, John Roberts took that team, and they went undefeated that year, and they won a huge game against Wausau, who at the time had not lost a game for a few years. 4,000 fans at that Wausau game, and some of the names in that game were Bob Bostad, Nubs Miller, Bill Higgins, Don Manchesky, Jerry Miller, Eugene Sorensen, Henry Olsen, handed Wausau its first conference loss since 1938. And was also the only second loss in 75 games for Wausau that year.
Wow. That was a big game then.
That was a huge game. And then we move on to our wrestling team that year. John Roberts had started their wrestling program just 3 years prior to 1949 and took him to the state championship. And quite a few members on that team are actually going in the Hall of Fame as well. Bob Mao, Eugene Butch Sorensen, who I've got some other information about, and Lauren Giese, among others that were in that, you know, on that team. And Eugene Sorensen, through some research and some information that we were able to get, actually went on to universities in their Hall of Fame as well. Between high school and college, from what we have for information, lost a total of 4 matches. He lost 2 matches in high school, Eugene Sorensen did, both in the state championship match. And he won state championships in different weight classes, then went on to play football and wrestle at university. Also in that group is Lauren Giese, who ended up being a 2-time state champ as well. He went in there and finished second 1 year with his brother Wayne, who I talked to Wayne on the phone the other day, who's going to attend the ceremony. So those guys from the 49 team and Coach Roberts did a lot of special things that year. Now, they didn't wrestle as much back then. There's only about four or five matches, and they went down the state tournament. And they started a little later. So compared to this year when you saw guys winning state championships that were 51-5, these guys were going in 7-0 and 5-0 and wrestling that way. So that's been an awesome ride for us to kind of get information on these teams.
Yeah, it's heck of a feat to go undefeated, whether it's seven matches or 27 matches, I guess. And then to get down there, and it's all on the line when you're wrestling for the state title or playing football in the state championship game or whatever the case. You get to that point, you want to come out the victor. You don't always get a chance to get back.
Always want to be the victor.
Yeah, for sure. So hopefully that would be the case. But really good fun, I think, is going to be on April 15th. People are welcome to come out and join us.
We're still looking for, obviously, information. We put a press release out last week about some of our older teams and some of the older people going to the Hall of Fame. But we are a month out here, Scott. We've got a lot of logistics going in place here. It's going to be at Century World Atrium. We're going to start the day at PJ Jacobs and Stevens Point for people from the class that want to walk around a tour. We've had quite a few changes at Stevens Point at SPASH here the last year or two in the Commons area and the Trophy Case area. And for some of the older inductees, PJ Jacobs might look a little different as well. So we're going to tour them, walk them around, take questions, show them the trophy case. You know, Paul Merman's going in our Hall of Fame, and he's the curator that his family's kind of taking care of the trophy cases. So Paul is going to put his work on display. And then we'll get him over to Century, get the group together, get a group picture, have stories, chit chat for social time. And then at 7, the Masters of Ceremony yourself.
Oh, boy.
And I'll help a little bit. I'll fill in some cracks for you. But it's going to be a great night. And our video production class at SPASH is putting this whole production together for us. So there's a lot of parts moving, but we've had a lot of people come through the woodwork here with information. But we still need quite a bit more if anybody wants to send it in.
Yeah, so if anybody has any info, you have a family member that was a part of this or went to school at the same time and can recall some of this information about the 49 wrestling or football state champs, the 51 football state champs, 55 boys track state champs. If you have any info, just give you a call up at SPASH.
They can call me. They can call the main office. They'll direct them to me. If you saw our press release, there's contact information if you have an email. We're really looking for some help, as you said, those older teams. And specifically, we're looking for some help with a gentleman named Robert Mao. His nickname was Ducky, from what we can tell. Henry Yetter, we have a very little information on right now. He was a wrestler. He's in the State Wrestling Association Hall of Fame. I've checked on those things. Cliff Mancheski, we've got some things. But any of those older gentlemen that are going in, we'd love to hear some information about them.
All right, very good. So give Dave a call if you have info on any of those that he just mentioned, and we'd be happy to include that as we honor our athletes and our teams that are headed into the Hall of Fame here in the spring. We're kind of on a catch-up mode, is that right? There's a bunch of folks, especially from the older teams, et cetera, that we need to get inducted into the Hall of Fame?
For sure. The teams that went to high school at PJ Jacobs and the early ones in that era that really built this foundation for this community athletically, some of the names in there and some of the stories of those people, our generation right now doesn't necessarily know, but me specifically having to research some of it, what an athletic tradition they started here in Stevens Point for us. And we need to support that because that's the foundation, and then they've put us on their shoulders and built this community and culture that we have today.
Yeah, and it's going strong.
It's going strong. And, I don't want to use the word catch-up because these people are definitely deserving. These are all state championship people. It's just we're getting there. We're getting them in. We're going to do our best we can to make sure we do everything the right way for this.
All right. Sounds good. Again, if you want to join us, it would be awesome. Get a hold of the SPASH Athletic Office, 845-7307. You can buy a ticket and come on out and have some fun. It'll be on April the 15th out at Century World starting at 5:30 in the evening. David, thank you.
Quick shout out to my alma mater, Minnesota Duluth, today. Yeah. Good luck in the
and former Spash Panther Drew Blair
regional final today, I believe it is.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. So they are hoping Mike and Carrie are down there enjoying the warmer weather.
I got a funny feeling they are now that he's retired, huh? I think they've probably been at almost every game. It is 7:19 and we are at 4 degrees here in Stevens Point.
We just love coming to Vista Royale in Bancroft. Kids are having a blast all day, then it's drinks, s'mores, and laughing with friends and family around the campfire all